97X Tampa Bay's New Rock Alternative. Coming up after 3 days grace, we'll get to While Fisher Was Drinking. And you don't have to worry about answering any questions. I do all the answering of the questions, but you win the prizes. We need somebody on the phone now. We'll get you hooked up with your choice, either to see Louis C.K., if you're a huge fan, or a pair of tickets to see the Smashing Pumpkins. That's coming up after 3 days grace, The Good Life, and Tampa Bay's New Rock Alternative. 97X. 97X Tampa Bay's New Rock Alternative. It is 6:10 with the Morning X, Fisher and Boyd. 40% chance of rain today. High right around 90. All right. And we'll get to While Fisher Was Drinking here in just 1 second. And if you want to be a part of that, you'll either win one or two. Your choice. That's how we do on a Monday morning. Louis C.K. or the Smashing Pumpkins.
These are soundcheck party passes, by the way.
Yeah, well, you get both, right? The tickets to the show and the soundcheck party passes, right?
I don't know.
I'm sure. I'm sure that's
what's on the sheet.
I'm sure we're not just going to send you to the soundcheck party and then tell you to go home. Yeah, you get tickets to see the Pumpkins at the Ritz Ebor, plus a pair of passes into the exclusive 97X Smashing Pumpkins soundcheck party before the show. That's pretty cool.
I think so.
Pinellas, 217, Hillsboro. 221 outside that, 877-327. They all end in 9797. Don't have a lot on the miss list today because we were broadcasting live from Universal Studios on Friday morning, and that took up the majority of the broadcast. But one thing that we do have is how many people, and I'm sure you've seen this story. I know you've seen this story. How many people ended up watching Decision 2010, LeBron James, on Thursday night?
10 million.
10 million. Do you recall what you guessed?
Yes. You asked me on Thursday.
I think we talked about it on Thursday morning.
You asked me on Thursday, and I said maybe 5 million. And then on Friday, I said I think maybe 8 to 10 million would watch it.
I think you and I both agreed on that because we...
I felt like Thursday night, everybody... I just felt like everybody was watching it Thursday night.
Because we kind of like it, or we judged it up against... With the soccer, World Cup soccer, when the Americans played the Brits there on that Saturday afternoon, and there was 13 million people that watched it, plus Univision got up to 17. And so we kind of gauged it from that and said 8 to 10 million, and sure enough, Nielsen Corporation estimates that 9.95 million people watched LeBron James announce on ESPN that he's leaving Cleveland to play for the Miami Heat, making it the third most watched program on cable television this year.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, because I don't like LeBron James anymore. I could care less that he's in Miami. I think what he did.
I'm telling you, Brett Favre's going primetime when he says he's coming back.
Yeah, no kidding. I don't care that he left Cleveland and went to Miami. I just don't like the way that he did it at all. I thought that.
Tell it to the sad Cavs fans.
No, I think it was extremely gutless and heartless, narcissistic, and that's one of the reasons why I said that he would definitely leave Cleveland, is because that he wants to be king of the world, and he's going to go to a place that can make that happen. He would rather in L.A., a New York, a Miami, or New Jersey was in Chicago, one of those places. And I just don't like the way that he just threw it. I mean, this is where he's from. These are these people. He knows what kind of situation Cleveland is in, you know economically.
You know what? Screw the whole city. Screw all those fans that are crying. That was his employer. That was his former employer. He should have let them know he wasn't going to come back before he went on TV.
Exactly.
You know what? Yeah. He went to go chase his dream. Why does he need to be responsible? Why does he need to worry about all those people in Cleveland now that are burning his jersey?
Listen, I don't have a problem with that. I do not have a problem. What, you know, he should have had this announcement in Cleveland, possibly, or maybe not. That's understandable.
Sure.
That's understandable if he didn't. But what he should have went. This is like being married for 7 years to somebody, and then all of a sudden
text message.
Sending them a text is exactly what it was. Sending them a text, or all of a sudden a lawyer shows up at the door with the papers and saying, "Hey, will you sign here?" And you're going, "Whoa, huh? What the hell just happened?" LeBron James. I tell you what, that guy, listen, if you're a LeBron James fan, well, first of all, I don't know how you can be. Everybody in Cleveland was a LeBron James fan, and this is going to be different, too, than like when Brett Favre left Green Bay and there were still some of those Brett Favre fans in Green Bay. This is different. Nobody from Cleveland will want anything to do with LeBron James whatsoever. But he should have said, I don't know the best way to present it. First of all, it probably shouldn't have been in an hour-long special, although it's hard to argue because did you see how much money went to the Big Brothers Big Sisters or the Boys and Girls Club or whatever it was? Because I know there was charity involved.
I didn't.
In all of this. But to go to them and just say, listen, Cleveland, This has been amazing. I gave you 7 years, or we gave each other 7 years. You know, come up with some kind of a speech. Come up with a good breakup speech.